Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into the wild world of AI in 2025. It's gonna be a whirlwind.
Hold on to your hats, folks. It sounds like AI is about to hit warp speed. I'm ready to hear all about it. But where do we even begin with this AI explosion?
The key, my friend, is focusing on capabilities, not tools. It's like, sure, you need a hammer to build a house, but the real skill is knowing how to build, right?
Got it. So don't get bogged down in the specifics of each new AI gizmo that pops up every week. Look at the bigger picture. But give me an example. I'm a visual learner.
All right, story time. I once wasted weeks learning advanced C++ for a coding bootcamp. Total waste of time. I should have been learning broader concepts, like, I don't know, machine learning instead of hyper-specific coding tricks. Learn from my mistakes, people.
Ouch. A C++ bootcamp before college? That's rough, buddy. So what capabilities should we be focusing on? Spill the tea.
AI agents, baby. They're the future. Think of them as your AI personal assistants, but way more powerful. Anthropic. They know what's up. They published this incredible article about agent architecture. It's like the blueprint for building effective agents. Essential reading.
Agent architecture. So like the bones and muscles of an AI agent? So we're not just poking buttons, we're understanding how to build these things.
Exactly. And by the way, speaking of building, have you heard about the Automator's AI Agent Hackathon? $5,000 in prizes, people. Build an agent, win some cash, show off your skills. It's going down.
Whoa, $5,000? Sign me up. Okay, so agents are huge. What else?
Reasoning LLMs. These bad boys can think things through before spitting out an answer. No more AI hallucinations. 03, Gemini 2.0 Flash. These are the big names to watch. Learn to prompt them right, and they'll work wonders.
Reasoning LLMs, so like they're not just parrots repeating information, they're actually processing it. Interesting.
You know it. And then there's local LLMs. Running these powerful language models on your own machine, game changer. Data privacy, customization, speed, the benefits are massive.
So I can have my own personal AI powerhouse humming away on my desktop? Sounds tempting.
And don't forget about building your AI tech stack. It's like assembling your AI dream team. Database, hosting, LLMs, pick the right players and you're golden. But keep it simple, stupid. Don't overcomplicate things. Dry kiss, remember?
Dry kiss? Is this some sort of techie pickup line?
Ha, no. Don't repeat yourself. Keep it simple, stupid. Software engineering wisdom, my friend. I'll even share my tech stack. Just don't copy it blindly. Find what works for you.
All right, got it. So agents, reasoning, local setups, building the right tech stack. Anything else I need to conquer the AI world?
Mastering LLMs themselves. Prompt engineering, working with AI coding assistants, embracing human in the loop, leveraging those massive context windows. These are the skills that'll keep you relevant no matter what crazy AI developments come next.
So it's not just about using AI, it's about understanding how to wield it like a pro. Got it.
Exactly. And find your tribe. Join an AI community like the Automator's Think Tank. Don't go it alone. Learning together is way more fun, and who knows, you might even make some valuable connections.
Networking is key. Sounds like the Automator's Think Tank is the place to be. Thanks for all these insights.
Absolutely. Hit that like button, subscribe for more AI goodness, and let me know what you think in the comments. And that's it for today's show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Goodbye.